So I would like to introduce the first speaker, who was chosen by losing a coin flip. We got Jen H. from the Women in Recovery Group of NA in the Central Westmoreland area of Narcotics Anonymous. Please welcome her. Yay!
Well, there's a little mud here. Hi, everyone. My name is Jen, and I'm an addict.
Hi.
Let me get my bearings here a little bit. It's been a really crazy day. And when I say that, it's like, you know, like I felt like everything was working against me today in order to get up to this retreat. I'm so filled with gratitude right now, because I've been coming to this retreat for a long time. And like the opportunity to like speak at a retreat is like something that like I never thought was ever possible. I never thought that somebody would actually like want to like ask me to speak at a retreat. So I mean, it's like, it's very overwhelming, in a good way, you know, and it's so good because, like I said, I had such a stressful day, and it seemed like, you know, I was just trying to get out here to feel a commitment because, like, I know for me, like, any time that I'm asked to do something for NA, I'm always, you know, willing to do it. So I said yes, of course, to doing this, even though, like, it's totally frightening and something that, like, you know, it's not, like, on the top of my list of things that, you know, I want to do. I'm very filled with gratitude at this moment. No matter what, you know, like that's such an amazing, statement. Like I remember like whenever like I first got clean, you know, I heard that saying like over and over and over again, like no matter what, just don't use, no matter what. You know, and it was such a good thing, like, coming in, like, you know, and starting, like, recovery to, like, know that, like, basically, like, that was, like, that was the answer, you know. It's very simple. Just no matter what, if I don't put a drug or, you know, an alcohol in my body, like, I have another chance, you know, and I have a chance at, like, another life. I have a chance to be the person that, like, I always, like, set out to be. You know, and as simple as it sounds, like, you know, it is very, like, hard, like, at the beginning, like, with the obsession and compulsion to, like, want to use, like, you know, just to, like, sit on my hands and, like, know that, like, no matter what, like, everything is going to work out because I know that, like, feelings are just feelings and, like, they pass. You know, throughout my recovery, though, like, you know, I found that, like, no matter what, like, it changed for me, as many things do, like, as my, like, recovery progressed. There were things that were, like, happening in my life that, like, it wasn't just about, like, the drugs and using anymore. Like, I had to apply, like, no matter what to, like, a lot of areas, like, in my life. Like, my sponsor always tells me about, like, you know, being classy, and holding myself up to like a certain standard, like being a woman today, handling things with grace and dignity. So a lot of times, like I would face situations that like I found myself like wanting to like act out and like wanting to like belittle somebody or like if somebody like messaged me, you know, like with all this like, you did this and you did that, you know, and I'm wanting to like fall into like all those addict behaviors, you know what I mean? Like I had to stop myself, you know, and say like, you know, no matter what, like I know that like I don't have to act on those things. I don't have to be that person anymore. I don't have to say, you know, anything back. I'm trying to hold myself up to these standards today, standards that I never knew existed in my life. You know, and, like, it happens a lot. I mean, I have situations where, like, you know, I have this thing where I tend to, like, do things that are spontaneous. And my sponsor will tell you that. Like, I'm very, like, spontaneous. So I find myself, like, doing things, like, and regretting them. Like, finances, like, buying something and then being like, I should not have done that. And feeling like that gut feeling, like, you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't have done that. And I share this, like, a lot because, like, it is just hilarious to me now. But at the time, like, I was really, like, messed up about it. Like, there was this door-to-door salesman who was selling, like, these $300 vacuums. And at the time, like, I thought this was such a great idea. Like, this is such a good purchase, you know what I mean? Like, I did. And then I went to my home group afterwards, you know, and, like, my home group is women. All women. And, like, these are women that, like, have, like, some clean time, man. They have clean time, but, like, clean time isn't everything. You know what I mean? Like, these women have, like, they're genuine. Like, they are heartfelt. Like, they are actually, like, women who, like, turned their lives around, became mothers and employed. And, like, you know, I look up to these women, you know. And I walked in there and I said, I just bought a $300 sweeper. And man, did they give it to me, man. They gave it to me raw, man. They're like, what is wrong? You can go to Walmart and buy a Shark for $100. You know what I mean? Like, you're just not thinking right. You know what I mean? And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that I have people that'll, like, call me out and be like, you know what? What you're doing is just, like, crazy. You know, you're crazy. So I have to apply, you know, that I have to apply that in every step of my life. Like, you know that I have an issue, and I have an issue with certain things in my life as far as, like, other than, like, my addiction. And I know that, like, no matter what, like, as long as I, like, I can look at those things and I can evaluate those things and I can work on those things, like, everything's going to be okay. Like, I'm not a perfect person. And I don't work my steps to the best of my ability sometimes, usually to the best of my willingness, which is, you know, so-so. But, like, I'm aware of those things today, you know? And, like, that's, like, such a beautiful thing, like, because I can work on that. Like, I can know, like, when a door-to-door salesman comes, like, and he's trying to sell me something, like, I just gotta put my foot down and I gotta be like, you gotta get out of here. You know what I mean? Like, I just know for me, like, I'm a people pleaser, and I want to, like, I want to buy whatever you have, you know what I mean? So, like, I've been really, like, working on that, you know, and, like, another thing that I faced, like, in my recovery, unfortunately, is, you know, like, last year was a rough year, man. Like, as a lot of you, like, some of you know, like, I was raised by my father, and my father raised me, you know, my whole life. By himself, took me in, under his wing, was my best friend, you know, did everything for me, good and bad, was my rock, and I love him so much, and I feel closer to him at this retreat, too, and that's, I just gotta say, like, that I feel him, like, in my presence, which is just an amazing thing. But, you know, it's like, my dad got sick. And when he got sick, it was sudden. It fast rolled. He went from, like, having, like, flu symptoms to, like, being in the hospital to, like, they think there's something wrong with his heart to he went to Allegheny and he was dying. Like, it went fast. And when I think of No Matter What, man, I think of that time because there was a lot of times that, like, using seemed like an easy way out of those feelings. Because I don't know about, like, any of you, but, like, I know that, like, for me, like, any type of feelings that I have, if they're good or they're bad or they're sad or they're angry, you know, any feeling that I have is off to me and feels weird to me and feels foreign to me. Because when I was using, like, I didn't know any other feeling. I knew, like, you know, like, I'm dope sick. And I'm good. Like, those are the only two feelings that I ever had. Like, the world could fall apart around me, and as long as I got my fix, you know, I was okay. So, like, to experience, like, all these feelings, you know what I mean? Like, it was, like, a really crazy thing, you know? And, like, using felt like it might have been an easy way out. But, like, no matter what, like, I did not have to use through my father's death. You know what I mean? I held his hand all the way to the very end. I was there every day, and I got to share those final moments with him, and even afterwards, like, you know, because it wasn't all about me at that time, and that's something that, like, really opened up my eyes to a lot of things, is that, like, I had a son who lost his grandfather, I had a grandmother who lost her son, I had other family members that, you know, lost somebody, too, and it wasn't just all about me anymore. And it really opened my eyes to a lot of things in that situation. And in a lot of other reasons why I knew that no matter what, I didn't have to use through that pain and that traumatic experience is that I've had such close relations with, like, my Wii and the women that are in my Wii. And I watched, like, I watched a sponsee sister, like, bury her child and not use. And I watched other, like, you know, women, like, lose parents and lose friends and lose, you know, a lot, you know, divorce. My sponsor went through this nasty divorce, you know, where, like, there was a lot of things that, like, you know, I honestly questioned some days if she was going to make it through. But she did, you know, and, like, I found that, like, you know, through these traumatic experiences, like, when I see people, like, reach out on the other side and get through an experience like that without using, no matter what, not using and getting through those feelings, like, they just have such a sense of aura to them, you know what I mean? Like, I feel their presence. I feel like they have so much to offer, and they might not see the strength that they have, but, like, it illuminated on me, you know what I mean? And it built the path for me to know that, like, if somebody could do these things and not use, then I could do them too. You know, I still struggle, and, like, I have some days where, like, you know, I can't even, like, look at my dad's picture, or I can't even, like, think about my dad, and, like, you know, it's all part of, like, my grieving process, you know? But I know that, like, no matter what, as long as I don't use, like, I get to feel those feelings today. I get to, like, embrace those feelings of, like, anger, those feelings of defeat, those feelings of grief, those feelings of, you know, longing. Like, all those feelings, like, come back to me, and I get to feel them. And it's a beautiful thing today. Like I said, today, right now, while I'm speaking, like, I can feel, like, my father's presence. And, like, I wouldn't get to experience those things, like, if I was using. And I know that, you know, like I said, like, today, like, was such a stressful day, man. Like, I had some, like, things with work, and then, like, it felt like I was never going to get here, and then we had to set up a freaking tent, like, in the dark, and, you know, it was like, geez, oh, man, you know, but, you know, I'm grateful for those things today, you know, like, there's most days where, like, I don't know, man, like, we just started a business, and I'll tell you what, it is not for the faint-hearted. It is very, very stressful, and there are some days where, like, you know, I just feel like, you know, I could just use a break, you know, and I got two kids, you know, and I just feel like some days, you know, it's just like, I really just don't know, am I doing the right thing? Sometimes I feel like a bad mom, sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing the right things, you know, but at the end of the day, no matter what, man, like, I'm there for my kids. You know, through my addiction, like, I had lost custody of my son, and I have him today, and we have a wonderful relationship, and, like, and some days, yeah, I feel like I'm a bad mom, but you know what, at the end of the day, like, I can put my head down on a pillow knowing that my son has everything that he needs, including me, which is probably the most important. You know, and everything is going to be okay. There is nothing in my life right now that I can honestly tell you that feels like would be a reason to use. There's reservations like that you do, like, whenever you first get clean. I know about them. I think other people know about them. You write those things down and you think that they're pretty valid, you know? If this happens, then I'm going to use. If that happens, then I'm going to use. To me, you know, it's all just excuses. It really is. It's just an excuse, because there is nothing that I have found in my recovery that I feel like I would have to use over. There is nothing that I have found that, like, is a valid reason for me to get high and destroy my life and my kids' life and my family's life. I still have not found that reason. I still try to think that maybe, like, one day I'll come across somebody that'll be like, you know, if this happens, then you can use, because that's a really good, valid reason to use. Like, I still haven't come across somebody that's, like, said, like, yes, like, if this happens, like, if you get this, and this, you know? No, that's not, I've never heard that. I've heard that, you know, no matter what, I've heard that, like, if you don't use, like, as it was said in the reading, you know, like, any addict can lose the desire to stop using and find a new way to live. And as long as I follow this program and I do the things that I'm taught to do and I follow the women on my path, I follow my predecessors, and I work the steps to my willingness, which I'm not always willing. Like I said, you know, I know that, like, no matter what, I have another shot at life, man. And that's hard, and that's really, like, an amazing thing to say, because I can honestly tell you that a little over 2 years ago, I was fighting for my life on my bathroom floor, and I was being Narcan and brought back to life 5 feet away from my children. And today I'm standing here and I'm telling you that, like, I have not found a reason to use. Because I'm not willing to give up the life that I have today, man. It's so much harder sitting on the outside looking in than it is on the inside looking out, man. And I really, really, really don't want to be on the outside looking in ever again. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I know that no matter what, if I have another day clean, then I have another shot. And I have another shot to be the person that I really want to be. And I have another shot to live the life that I want to live, you know. And that's all I got. Thanks.